Hi, About Ads. Welcome to another Toolbox training. Today I'm going to take you through just some basics for PowerPoint for those of you who use PowerPoint. You can use PowerPoint on either Macs or your regular computers. So it just depends what you've got. Yours might look a little bit different to mine. I also have the online subscription to PowerPoint or Office 365. So there could be some things that may look different for you, but it's roughly around the same. So I'm just going to take you through some basics because you can do a lot with PowerPoint. You can already see in MemberHub, I've shared a few of the animation videos, like Five Little Ducks. So you can do your own little songs, stories, lots of things just to get that real visual stimulation. And animation just, you know, draws especially toddlers in. And it's just something different and another way to incorporate technology into your planning as well. And what we're going to look at first, so you've opened your PowerPoint. You must have obviously the PowerPoint program to be able to use this, but I know many people do. Now, if you're used to using PowerPoint, you might want to move on to the next couple of videos where I show you how to do the animations and I also show how to do a photo collage. But for now, we're just going to do the back to basics. So we're starting right from the beginning. There's lots of ways to do things as well. This is just the way I do things and I've learned to do them over the years and take a few shortcuts. So the first thing you want to do when you open a PowerPoint is you're going to add a new slide. So come up to your toolbar here where it says new slide. Click on that little arrow that goes down. And you'll be given a range of different options that you can start with so that it looks like this, and they'll come up with text and like an image box and things like that. I prefer to usually just start with blank so that I can add my own things as I go. Sometimes you might already start with a template, in which case you're going to already have a lot of this outlined. But for things like creating the animated stories and songs, we just want to start with a blank slide. So that means you've got nothing there and it is, as it says, a blank slide. Now, what we want to do next, I'm going to show you how to insert images because I quite often get asked this one. So if you're not real keen on using Word, PowerPoint's actually much better if you want to include quite a few images or if you want to add a video. So we're not using that today as a slideshow, but all of these things I'm showing you, you can incorporate, use in a slideshow. You might be putting something together for parents, perhaps as a way of communicating with parents. They're a great way to use at the end of the year to add photos of the children, that sort of thing. But for now, I'm just going to keep it really simple because this is just a quick toolbox training. So you want to go up to here where you see insert. So you want to have already the images. I like to put them all in a folder ready to go on my computer so I know which ones I'm using and I don't waste a lot of time searching around. Today, I'm just going to use some actual little like cartoon monkey images because this is all leading into I'm going to show you how to do the little animation. We're going to do five monkeys jumping on the bed. So today I'm just going to show you those ones. So if you insert, you press insert, and then you see here, you can actually just take a screenshot and insert that. If you've got something you want to add in, you can get something from your photo, make a photo album. I just go over here for pictures and I'm getting it off my computer. So I would pick this device and then that will take you to your folders on your computer. So I'm just going to go to that one I said before. Excuse me while I go through all of these. I've got a million little files here. We go into MemberHub and our toolbox and PowerPoint. So our monkeys. So I've got a few monkeys here that I'm using. So I might just pop in this one for now. Okay, see, monkeys in there. I've got quite large images because I want to be able to change them around later and resize them. But you will notice if you are using the subscription version, the online version of PowerPoint now, you will see they give you some design ideas. So if you are creating a PowerPoint or even if you're just doing something to show the children, you might want to explore this. I know my girls that are 10 at the moment, they really like, they're just getting into using PowerPoint and I'm teaching them how to use it. And they really love going through all these different design options that Office gives you to put in. So if I click to that, you can see how that's changed there. And we'll just go back to that one. But yeah, that one's lifted a bit. So you can do that. Don't forget, you've always got your undo button. If you want to go back here, it can easily go back. So it doesn't really matter if you make too many mistakes. You can also go forward by clicking that button there. So we've got our monkey. So that's how you insert an image. Now, if you want to resize your image, just click on it and hover down to the, always start in a corner because this keeps the aspect of your picture. If you were to go here and pull it out, it'll just make your monkey, you know, your image wider, whatever image that you're using. So you want to start here and you can go down or you can go up. And we're going to go for about that size because we're going to do five monkeys jumping on the bed. So I'm going to put in another photo. So insert picture from device. And we're going to go the bed. So we might just pop him there. Don't worry if it goes off the, if the frame goes off, that doesn't matter. We might just stick him there for the purpose of this one. And see how he's behind that bed there at the moment? If you want to, you can bring him forward. So click on, we'll have to take the bed away for a minute. Click on the one behind and you'll see the picture format bar comes up. Now, while we're here, I'll show you how to add a frame. So say you want to add a frame to your picture, you can just choose one from up here. This is the picture format menu up on your toolbar and they have lots of different ones you can choose from. So perhaps if you're putting together some images for the parents or you want to make yourself some little cards, this is how I like to do it in here. If you can see, that one makes quite a good little image. But just click on again if you want to go through and try a few different ones. Obviously that one wouldn't be great. You know, just experiment depending on what you're doing. If you're doing some printables for yourself, you want to make some quick cards. I like to use this you can use it to make the children's photos. I'm going to do another video on that soon, so I won't go into too much detail. But you can easily just, you can go to an oval shape. And again, you can move these in and out even though it's in there. So you can go through those. This one gives a nice shadow effect. I quite like this one because I'm using an image with a transparent background, which means it hasn't got a lot of background in it. So that's why they might show up a little bit different. If you've actually got a photo, they'll again be slightly different. But if you scroll down, there's a whole heap of them there. So they're quite fun to just play around with and you can make lots of great resources doing that. But we're just going to go back. So we've got our little monkey and he's behind the bed. We can see him behind the bed there, but we actually want him to be in front of this image. Now see how, I just want to show you this. See how it's really hard? I can't click on the monkey there because this image, the bed, is in front of the monkey and it's a bigger image frame. So you're going to have to move that out of the way. Click on your monkey and you just come down in the options here and see how it says bring to front or send to back. So you want to click on bring to front and bring forward. And then you can see how your monkey is now jumping on the bed. If you had of, let's go back. If you had of wanted to do it, back one more. If you didn't want to move, he hasn't gone back again. Okay. There we go. So if you were like this and you got yourself a bit flustered, you didn't know how to get that, simply use that picture, right click again with your mouse or however you're doing it, if you're using a touchpad, and just go, we want to take the bed to the back and that will bring the monkey forward. So we just go send to back, click on the arrow, send backward. And now you can see your monkeys in front. So you can do it a few different ways. However you want to do it, it's the same thing. But it's just remember to click on your image, whatever image you're using. You can do it up here too. See, there's the bring forward or the send backward selections. I tend to just right click with my mouse because I find it quicker. But if you're just getting used to it, or yours is a little bit differently laid out, you might want to go up to the main toolbar. Same thing, you just pick those there and you can experiment a bit if you want to. So now we've got our monkey. To duplicate images, same thing. Right click and you can just copy. And you can simply then just paste the picture again. And you can end up with your, say we're doing five monkeys here. And paste. Let's just do three for now. So we've got our monkeys, and that's how you're copying. If you want to alter your image, these ones aren't as good because it's not a photo, so it's a bit more difficult to show you. And I haven't got one lined up right here. But if you want to change your picture, simply go into Change Picture, and you can save as a picture. You can edit it by going into there. And you can, down here, it says Format Picture, okay? And that will bring up, see how it's bringing up design ideas for me again? So you might even like to choose some of those to do as cards. See how we click on that one? It's already done this for us. So there's lots of great things you can do just by checking out their design ideas. They make it really easy. But if you just want to stick with doing your own, go for it. But if you come over here, as I said, the format, and you can go into here and change. I won't go into that too much because that's getting a little bit too much for what we're showing for this one video. But that is how you can go in and change your thing a little bit. You can also get rid of these design ideas if they annoy you and you don't want them to stay up. Just simply click and you can go out of them. Now, what else was I going to show you? How to add some text. So again, you want to go insert and come along here until you see text box. Now you can just draw, because on a PowerPoint you need to have a text box to be writing in your font. So let's just go three cheeky. So just type it in as you normally would. You can also copy and paste. If you're copying from another, say you've got the song sheet or the story or something that you're using, you can simply highlight your text as you normally would, copy it, and then paste it straight into your PowerPoint. Having a text box created first just allows you to do a bit more editing and not as much fussing around with it, and you can then, you know, move it wherever you need to go without any difficulty and make it bigger. So click on your text box. If you want to make it bigger, come up here. You can change your font. You can change the size. So you can go really big. Obviously, just the same as you would if you were using like Word, Microsoft Word, something like that. So that's how you add your text. You can do other things to your text, but for now, we'll just go with that. If you want to fill in your text box, see how there's a little border going around that? If you come up here, see that says shape fill. I'm just trying to remember if we right click if it'll do it for you as well. I haven't done this one for a while. Yeah. So if you want to do a little background behind anything, that's another great reason to have a text box. And I'll show you another way to do this in a minute with shapes. But if you've got a text box and you wanted to make something stand out, perhaps like that, you saw how I did it. Just go right click. Down to Format Shape, even though it's a text box, they still class it as a shape. You can do that up here as well. See, the same thing is up here if you prefer. I'm just used to doing it with my mouse, so I tend to do it this way. Format Shape, and you can do a fill. You can also do a gradient fill, which means you can pick one of these and you can change where the gradient goes and that sort of thing. If you like doing that, you can put a picture in. Pick one of your own pictures from your file. So see here, it just says insert. So you just pick something if you have a background that you want to go in. You can fill it with one of their patterns that they already have here if you want to get fancy. So you can do something like that. I just say don't go overboard. Remember, we want to keep it simple. Otherwise, you sit here for ages fussing around and you don't actually get what you want done. But that's how you do that, and that's how you do your text. And you can move that all around wherever you need it to be. You can copy it. I'll show you how to do, if you've got something lined up here, say you want to keep this as your base, To do another slide, simply right-click again and see here it says Duplicate Slide. Just do that again and you're good to go. And you can add, click on that one and you can move that one around. It's not going to change your other one. If you want to delete a slide, same thing. Just come down here, delete slide, and there you go. You're good to go. So what else can I show you? So I was going to show you some shapes to insert a shape, and we're going to go through this a little bit more when I show you how to do just a simple photo collage send home form for parents, just a communication form. But insert, and then you want to come across here. Remember, we've done pictures and we've also done the text box, which was here. Lots of other things you can do, but for this one, we're just going to go through shapes. Click on the little arrow down again, and you'll see the little shapes here, different things that you can use. I quite often use the arrows, but also the circle ones are great to use. But you've got, like, there's a star there. So click on the shape you want, and then you're going to click to where, see how it's when I move my mouse? So it's where, however you want it to be. You might want a big fat wide star, or perhaps you want a tall one. So get it to where you want it to be. I try and watch the little guidelines there. So I quite like that one, but I don't want it to be blue. So I'm going to right click, and you'll see that that gives me this little format shape button again. So let's click on that. Come over here. Now what color? We can have no fill, and we can just have a shape like that, and it's got the blue outline, but I want to change that outline. So what I can do is see how it says line here now that I've clicked on it. So just click that down, and you'll see if you don't want a line, just go no line, but then we're not going to have a shape, obviously. So we're just going with solid line, but you can change the color. So say we wanted to change it to the Empowered Educator red, which is that one, and we want to fill it in that color as well. So we're going to go solid fill. Make sure, if that's not coming up for you, you need to click on your image. Solid fill, that gets me sometimes when I forget it's not clicked on. Go into your color, choose whatever color you like. You can do more colors by simply bringing up the chart, or you can put in your custom colors if you know them. So let's choose to do the red that we already have. So we'll just go out of that. No fill, solid fill, color. And I've already got my favorites here, so I'm just going to make a red star. And that's really simple how you make a shape. So you can, of course, once it's made, you can resize again if you just want small stars. You can do a little, so you want to do a little animation with your star if you're doing a PowerPoint, or I'm going to show you how to do it with your, to do your stories and songs. You click on that. This is a good one, fade, and he'll go. It's a bit hard when we've only got one to see, but see how they come in, and you've probably used some of these before, but there's lots of different ones. Have a little play around. Lots of little things there that you can create, and then I'll show you how to record them as a video, and then you can, those animations will all show up for you. But that's how we do that one. Of course, if you want to do any other shapes, there's lots of things for you. You can do lines as well, but if you're talking about wanting something to cover in, so say you just wanted a circle, and you just want that to have no fill and just keep that blue line. Or remember, if you want to do the line, just come back, click on it. Sometimes you got to click a few different spots. So when you get your circles like that, you'll know that you've got the right image. Come down to line, and you want, remember to change the color of your line. You can come down here and say we'll do purple this time so it stands out. Then you can make it the line wider. See, it's what says 1 point at the moment. So if we keep clicking that, it will change to thicker. So you go with what you want. You can do this sketch style, which I haven't actually done yet, but yeah. So there's lots of different things you can do. They keep adding different things in here. So again, don't get stuck playing around too much if you're trying to put something together. You can dash. So lots of things you can do, guys. So you can do some really simple templates for yourself if you want to. You can print out a PowerPoint. That's no problem. You come up to File. You simply go Print. And when you print, it will ask if you want to do one page or if you only want to do, it's the same as if you're doing normal printing. You can choose to print the entire presentation or just to say you just want to pick slide one, say. So it would only print that one. So really easy to print. And I'll show you a little bit more about how to save things as well. So you can save it as a video to do your automation. But for now, don't forget to always just save as. So you can name, mine's called Five Chicky Monkeys Jumping on the Bed. Choose the folder where you're going to save it and make sure you click save before you go out of PowerPoint. It will usually prompt and ask you if you've forgotten, but just in case. So we'll go back here. I've shown you how to add your font. I've shown you how to add an image. Now, this is a little cartoon image, clip art image, but you can just use the same thing, add photos of the children or whatever you're doing at the time. So really easy to add. You can fill in your boxes here. You can do the same with shapes by going up to Insert Shapes. And to do the pictures, we went Insert Pictures. And remember, you can format easily by just right-clicking. And if you want to do a little frame around them, that is in the photo editor. So I just find it easy to come down in the right bar. So format picture, because I can't always find them quickly on my toolbar. So yeah, you can do lots of things. Go back through the few steps. I'm going to leave it there because I don't want to give you too much to consider there. But see how he's behind that text again. Remember how we right-clicked. We did send to back. So he's at the back at the moment. So we say we want to bring him to the front. Whoop. I just hover over the arrow and it usually comes up. Bring forward and now he's in front. Okay, so remember that's how, because that's a really handy tip. You will quite often use that because you think, how can I move that around? It's in front of the writing or, you know, vice versa. And it's just a really simple, easy, quick way to do it. So I hope you found that helpful. Let me know if there's something else in the toolbar you would like me to cover in PowerPoint. And I suggest move on to the next couple of videos so that you can learn how to do your photo collage. And I'll also show you how to do the animation, like the ones I've been putting in Member Hub, like the Five Little Ducks one. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.